Busy day for me.
I used to do this maybe once or twice a month, leading worship and pray and preach. But recently we have many workers leading worship, moderating, and many preachers, so I miss my roles. But praise God, today I can do everything by myself. Wow. Amen. This afternoon I'd like to preach about the relationship between you and Jesus Christ. Do you know the difference between English and Japanese? There are many differences, English and Japanese. One of the differences is English has prepositions. Zenchishi in Japanese, prepositions. Japanese doesn't have preposition. 前置詞がない, 日本語にはね。 No prepositions. But not only English, but the Western, so-called Western or Latin or Greek languages have prepositions. Prepositions. I teach Greek at the Bible College. The most important topic of Greek is preposition. Greek has more preposition than English, and preposition shows the relationship between two things, two person, different two things. And in the Bible, we see many prepositions shows the relationship between you, between me, and Jesus Christ. Now, from Jesus' side, the Bible used four to show the relationship between Jesus and us, Jesus and human beings. For example, 1 John 3:16, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. John said, Jesus laid down his life for us. Similar explanations we can find in the New Testament. Jesus died for us. Jesus was crucified for us. And this one says, Jesus laid down his life for us. What does for means? For. What does for means? Maybe the reason, the purpose. First Peter 2:21 says, "For to this you were called, because Jesus also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Christ also suffered for us. Maybe this for means on behalf of, or for behalf of. Jesus died for us. Jesus suffered for us. Why? Because become an example that you should follow his steps. Jesus Christ came to this earth to become our example. So he suffered. He did not need to be suffered because he's the Son of God. He came to this earth as he's supposed to be here as the king of this whole universe because he's the creator. But he suffered. Why? He suffered for us, become an example. Romans 8:34, it is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Jesus was crucified, laid down his life for us. He was suffered for us and laid down his life for us. And he went up to heaven and makes intercession for us. He became human being for us. He was raised and went to heaven. And still, he finished his role, but he still works for us. He still prays for us. He never stopped. He has no rest. Because we have many prayers. 24 hours all over the world. Now we pray, maybe in Brazil they're sleeping. But 12 hours later they start praying. We finish prayer, America, Europe, China, and Japan, 24 hours. Jesus died for us and risen for us, and still he's praying for us. This is the first preposition shows the relationship between Jesus and us. Jesus is for us. And also, the Bible said, Jesus is with us. Matthew 1:23, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Jesus came this world to show God with us. He had the same flesh we have. Why? To show God is with us. God is with you. This is the message only God became a human being. No way to show that I'm with you without being with you. Right? If you send many letters, send emails, make a telephone, yes, I'm with you, I'm with you. But if you are in a different country, that is not 100% means being with you. But Jesus came this earth as a human being, got the same body to show, I'm with you. God is with you. God is with us. And when he left this world, when he came back to heaven, Jesus promised, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus is with you. With is like a stick together. It's unite. It's with. This is not the master and slave. Jesus is a king. He is the master of us, so we have to be slave. So he can call us his slave. But he called us friend. He called us friend. Even brother and sisters. He says, I'm with you. I'm on your side, right beside you. And also, from our side, we are with Christ. We are with Christ Jesus. Romans 6:8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. This is the Paul writing. When he explained about the baptism, the water baptism, which means we die with Christ and we shall also live with him. When we believe in Jesus, we die. He died on the cross. We actually do not die. We never bleed, never hurt, never beaten, never wounded. But if we believe in Jesus, we are died. We are crucified with him. And if we believe in him, when Jesus raised from the dead, we also raised from the dead with him. Because he's with us all the time, till the end of this world. So we stick together, we united together with faith. Colossians 3:1, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. If you are raised with Christ, if we died and live with Christ, and if you arise, we arise raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Romans 8:17, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together as heirs with Christ. We are we succeed the treasure of heaven with Christ. As heirs with Christ, suffer with Christ and glorify with Christ. So everything is with him. So from Jesus' side, he comes here with us, and now if we believe in him, we are with him. But Paul used interesting preposition to show the relationship with relationship between we and Jesus Christ. This is his invention. Nobody used this preposition to show the relationship between persons. That is in. And Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. There is no expression in the Greek literature in that time. In somebody. You know. This is weird expression. In somebody. In means contain. It means the midst or like the covered or I'm not good at explanation, but you know, in the water's in the cup, right? You're in this room. The Paul said, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. What this verse shows, what kind of picture you imagine that? No condemnation, you're in Christ Jesus. Not with, not by, not on. In Christ Jesus. Maybe which means you're covered with Jesus Christ. The whole being is dipped into Christ Jesus. No condemnation. If you put Jesus somewhere around, maybe some dirty area are available to God. But if you are fully covered by Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, God cannot condemn you. That's why Paul used in Christ Jesus. You have to put Christ. You have to be covered with Christ Jesus. Don't use Christ Jesus as your fashion or as your accessory or your referring to something, you know. Well, I'm stuck in my life. I need some good ideas. I read the Bible. Maybe Jesus said this. Okay, this is a good idea. This is not in Christ Jesus. This is just at Christ Jesus, on Christ Jesus, upon, or it's not a correct explanation, but you understand what I mean. You know, you have to be in Christ Jesus. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of law, but by faith in Christ, in Jesus Christ. You're not justified by the works of law, but the faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ. We're justified if you're in Christ Jesus. If you're in Jesus Christ, you're justified. Justified means you have right to be God's child, children. Justified means you have everlasting life, eternal life. Justified means you can face to God. You can see your God with your eyes. Your sins are fully redeemed, cleansed. It's justification. But if you want to be justified, you have to be in Jesus Christ. Not by, not on, but in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are created in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are created in Christ Jesus. His workmanship. God's art. Each one of us here are created, not the little bit idea of Jesus Christ, but created in Christ Jesus. Which means your whole being are recreated, your whole being are new in Christ Jesus. You are totally new creation. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, you're a new creation. A new creation. Because if you believe in Jesus, you're in Christ. And also God prepared beforehand we should walk in them. Good works. God created, prepared good works for us. Because we are created in Christ Jesus. And finally, let me read Romans 6, verse 5 to 11. Live in Christ. If we have been united with Him like this in His death, the first preposition, be united with Him. Be united with Him. Like this in His death, we will certainly also be united with Him in His resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with Him so that the body of sin might be done away with, and we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. We died and raised with Jesus Christ. And now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. If we died, we raised, and we live with Him. So Paul used with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Died with Him. Raised with Him and live with Him. The Christ was raised with the dead. He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him. The death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin but alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the final preposition. Paul used these sentences. In Christ Jesus. But alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the image Paul had. His old self was died with Jesus Christ on the cross. And buried with Jesus. And raised with Jesus. And live with Jesus. But not just live with Jesus, but he felt he was in Christ Jesus. He was covered Christ Jesus. That's why he can say, I can go anywhere. I could do anything, and I'm no afraid. Why? Because He's covered. He's in Christ Jesus. Do you know Japanese animation, Gundam? You know what Gundam is? Japanese know the Gundam, né? Gundam. Yeah. It's like a robot story. Japanese famous robot story. It's they use the robot called mobile suit. Mobile suits in Japanese. Mobile suits. And basically young men put the suit on or put the robot on. Then they can go to the space. And they can fight. You know, they can do anything with that robot. That is the image I have. I'm in Christ Jesus. You know, Paul said, I'm weak. Yes, he had disease. He said he had headache, you know. And maybe he was handicapped. But he go all over the world. Why? He was with Jesus? No. He was in Jesus Christ. He put the mobile suit, Gundam. He just in Jesus Christ. So he can go anywhere. He did not afraid anything because he was in Christ Jesus. He can go anywhere, even to Rome or Spain maybe, you know. Why? He got his suit, Jesus Christ. He was stoned many times, but he did not die because he was in Jesus Christ. He held the snake and bite, but he didn't die because he was in Christ Jesus. That's why, that's what his vision or his image, I think. That's why he used in Christ Jesus. This is out of grammar. Only Paul used this preposition to show the relationship with him, the relationship between him and Jesus Christ. And also, Paul shows you, guys, you also live in Jesus Christ. You also die with Christ and risen with Christ, but you live in Christ Jesus because Christ is your God, your Savior. And Christ loves you. And Christ wants to be with you all the time. So why don't you put Christ? Why don't you live in Christ Jesus? If you are in Christ Jesus, you're perfected, you're protected, you're created, you're justified. And you are totally, 100% safe. And you can go anywhere, you can do anything. Feel your Christ all around yourself. Let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this service. Thank you for your word. Thank you that we are now in Christ Jesus, our Savior. We are surrounded, we are protected, we are covered by Jesus Christ. Now we can go anywhere. Without fear. We can go to even hell because we are covered. We are in Christ Jesus. Nobody can beat us. Nobody can condemn us. Nobody can hurt us because we are in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you, Christ. Lord, please lead us this week. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we can feel Christ surround us. All the time, Lord. Then we can praise His name and we can live peacefully in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, we pray. Amen.